This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and joining me, as usual, is my mom, Sue Bushka, from Bushka Retirement Solutions, as well as our co-host, Tony Shore. Now, listeners, don't forget that at any time during the show, you can give us a call at 715-355-4445 if you'd like some more information. And as always, you can visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retire with B-U-S-K. And of course, while you're at the website, make sure to check out the radio and TV show pages. You can check out some of our previous episodes. And on the radio show page, you can subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and also Amazon Music. Now, while we believe everyone should take some time now and then to dream about their eventual retirement, it's important to bear in mind that how you envision your ideal retirement is likely to change as you grow a little older and your tastes and financial circumstances change. But no matter how your tastes and circumstances adjust, you'll likely still have four clear stages, or what we often refer to as chapters of retirement. But before we start reading through these four chapters, let's make sure to say hello to everyone here with us today, Sue and Tony. Tony, how are we doing today?
Doing great. Thanks, Cole. Sounds like a great topic. I like this one. But yeah, I've had a great year so far.
We're not far into it, but it's been great so far.
But yeah, we're off to a good start. Let's just put it that way. So, and things are looking good this year. I think we're going to have a good one. So I'm excited about that. Sue, how about you? How have you been?
Oh, I've been great. Christmas was great. Happy, busy holiday. And New Year's Eve was great. It's just, just busy with a lot of family. It was great.
Yeah, it's always great really to see family, isn't it?
Yes, it was a lot of fun. We had too much fun.
too much food.
Now it's back to work.
Way too much food. Now we start our New Year's resolutions of no food.
Right.
We're done eating.
Yeah, Cole and I were talking before the show and talking about have to hit the exercise machines. Get back up on that Peloton.
Get on the Peloton. Yeah,
You bet.
Yep.
And Cole, you've been good?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, you know, we've been busy through the end of the year and now here at the beginning of the year, we're very close to heading into tax season already. So our office will be bustling for the next several months, helping our clients get their tax returns filed and all of those types of things. So we're looking forward to a busy first quarter here. But we're very excited because there, like you said, there's lots of good stuff going on. And we think we're going to be in for a good year this year in 2024.
Yeah, and another great resolution I know we have is creating great episodes for our loyal listeners out there. We appreciate that. And it sounds like a great topic. I mean, obviously, four chapters of retirement. I'm intrigued. Sue, what's the first chapter of retirement?
Well, Tony, there was a Kiplinger article entitled The Four Phases of Retirement, and it provides some information and insights that we really think will be very useful for today's conversation. Now, the first chapter is, as probably comes as no surprise, the pre-retirement chapter. Now, this chapter begins about a decade before you leave the office for the last time. Now, many financial services professionals recommend that you begin saving money for retirement as soon as your career begins, so that money can be left alone with the goal of continued growth. But once you turn 50 and your pre-retirement clock begins ticking a little faster, we believe it's time to discuss your retirement vision with your financial services professional.
Well, for sure. And I think that makes perfect sense. And once we turn 50, I know we always feel that, this pre-retirement chapter is going to become even more important. What are some of the things that we should be doing during this pre-retirement phase, Cole?
Well, Tony, to me, I think the best first sentence in your pre-retirement chapter would clearly articulate your goals and what kind of post-work lifestyle that you want to maintain. If you'll be retiring with a spouse or partner, be sure to openly discuss each person's goals and the ways that those goals align. Now, then, where those goals don't align, consider compromising in a way that leaves both of you satisfied. Now, look, I understand that my telling you to set goals may seem overly simplistic, but in my professional experience, it's often those simple things that get overlooked, which can then lead to unnecessary complications. For example, if one of your retirement goals is to sell your large family home and move into a more manageable condo, you can begin working right now to build a strategy that allows you to meet that goal as efficiently as possible. In fact, Kiplinger cites a survey that found 1/3 of Americans indicate they have no concept of how much money they'll need saved to give them the best odds for achieving their ideal retirement.
So basically, I mean, obviously, that's important, too. It's a pretty shocking statistic. Clearly, you have to be prepared for retirement without any idea of how much money you're going to need. That seems like an impossible task.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Tony. And while saving is certainly an essential part of preparing for retirement, by itself, saving may not be enough to allow you to complete the pre-retirement story and turn to the next chapter. Now, we believe your strategy should also contain a thoughtful plan for reliable retirement income, because you're no longer going to be working and collecting a regular paycheck. And your retirement income will likely come from your investments, Social Security, pensions, annuities. I mean, it goes without saying that balancing your financial strategy, particularly as you draw closer to retirement, is vital. Therefore, I would urge you to work closely with a financial services professional if you aren't already doing so.
Yeah, there's no reason to go it alone. And I think that's the final word on Chapter 1, the pre-retirement phase. Work with a financial professional, get a plan in place. Cole, what's the scoop on Chapter 2?
Well, Tony, Chapter 2 is all about your retirement's early years. For many, this chapter is the most expensive because their health and energy are often still strong. When you combine good health and energy with the sense of excitement that comes with finally being retired, it often's going to mean more travel, new hobbies, all of that kind of stuff. However, as we've discussed on many previous shows, travel and new hobbies can be quite expensive. And if you aren't mindful about your spending, your money that you worked so hard for so long to save can run out far quicker than you may have expected.
Yeah, I think that's a big fear a lot of people have. You're saying is don't live beyond your means in retirement. That makes sense to me.
Well, and some of our clients have enjoyed taking on part-time jobs after they've retired from their main career. Now, of course, I know what you're thinking. Working a job after I retire from my career means I'm not actually retired. But let's dig a little deeper. Now, if you worked for 4 or 5 decades for 40-ish hours a week, I mean, that's a lot of newly freed up time to fill up, you know, after you retire. Now, some people find that task to be nearly impossible, which can lead to boredom, and boredom can lead to careless spending. And that's why a part-time job may be just the ticket. Now, while the extra money you bring in can help you cover bills or travel, it's also about getting out of the house regularly and engaging with the world. And don't think you have to take just any part-time job. Focus on something you know that's going to be fun and that appeals to your personal interests.
Yeah, I would agree. And like you've said before, a part-time job in retirement can allow you to do a lot. And you can do some fun things like work for, I know a lot of retirees that I'm friends with are ushers at concert venues or events, or work in the library if they enjoy reading, or they're a marshal at a golf course so they can golf for free. And so there's a lot of different things you can do. And Getting that part-time job in retirement can maybe allow you to delay filing for Social Security, which we've talked about a lot about, and that means your future benefit may be larger, right, Cole?
Well, exactly, Tony, and Chapter 2 may also be a good time to consider your living arrangements. As the article explains, around 40% of retirees move after they're done working. Do you want to downsize or maybe move closer to family? This is a great time to consider some of those questions for yourself.
Yeah, I would think the Chapter 2 time is important. And Chapter 2, you know, I've always heard of three phases of retirement: the go-go years, the slow-go years, and the no-go years, right? And so I was like four, but the pre-retirement is probably the most important. But during these go-go years, which is the second chapter we're talking about, you're going to be spending a lot of money because that's when you want to get out and do things probably. So you have to watch out there. Well, we should probably take a quick break here, Cole. Is there anything else you want to add before we do?
Well, I just want to mention, Tony, that for all of our listeners, regardless of which phase or chapter of retirement you're in, I would encourage you to make sure that you're putting together a comprehensive plan for your future. And that includes a written plan for where your income is going to come from and how long it's going to last. And if you currently lack that component of a plan, I would highly encourage you to reach out to our office at 715-355-4445 or visit our website to schedule that complimentary no obligation consultation with one of our advisors. And that website again is retirewithbushka.com. that's retirewithbushka.com.
All right, and we'll be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole after this.
When you think of a puzzle, what would you say is the most important piece? A corner? A side piece? I would argue the most important piece of a puzzle is the picture on the box, and the same can be said for your retirement. Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions would love to show you your retirement picture. For more information, call 715-355-4445 or visit their website at retirewithbushka.com.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our hosts, Sue Bushka and Cole Bruner. Sue and Cole, great topic today, talking about the four retirement chapters you need to know about and what to understand about each one. And, you know, I think when people contemplate their retirement, you know, what runs through their minds, you know, pasta dinners at a cafe in Rome or trips to all the national parks or Disney with the grandkids. Or maybe it's something a little less, glamorous, sleeping in, reading a lot of books, a lot of walks, whatever the mood strikes you. But, you know, regardless of your vision for your own ideal retirement, you know, you're going to have a better chance of turning those visions into reality by, number one, understanding these four chapters. So I'm glad you guys have been talking about it. And number two, working with financial advisors like yourself. And during that first segment, you were focused on the first two chapters of retirement, pre-retirement, and then the early years of retirement. So what can you tell us about Chapter 3?
Well, Tony, that Kiplinger article that I did mention in the first segment considers Chapter 3 to be your middle retirement and notes that this is often the least expensive retirement chapter. Now, this chapter begins about a decade into your retirement because you'll likely be traveling less, spending more of your time closer to home. However, you should be aware that Chapter 3 may also be when your health care costs begin to rise as you begin requiring more medical appointments, treatments, medications. I mean, many people in the third chapter of their retirement also begin taking on significant medical expenses, like health or safety upgrades to their homes.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a good point. I know my neighbor, good friend of mine, Tom, as he and his wife got older, his wife fell, or she had to say hip issues, so they had to install a lift in their house because they had stairs. Also, my dad had to install a lot of handicap railings and a ramp for my mom at their house. So those are expenses that I don't think they ever thought about, right? And that definitely happens. And Medicare doesn't cover a lot of these additional medical services and equipment. Isn't that right, Cole?
Well, that's right, Tony. Many of our clients are really taken aback when they learn about all of the things that Medicare doesn't cover. But at the same time, you may be able to craft a retirement strategy that helps you address some of the expenses that commonly pop up as we get a little older. Long-term care insurance, for example, may be something to discuss with your financial services professional to see if it's right about for your situation.
So, right. And I think a lot of people, it does hit them by surprise. There's a lot Medicare does not cover, like hearing aids. Those are can be very expensive. Hearing,
absolutely.
Vision, dental, the standard Medicare doesn't cover these things or long-term care, as you mentioned. There are Advantage plans that can cover those, but that's why you need to work with people like yourself, Sue and Cole. And I know you have people that can help your clients and our listeners out there with Medicare questions. What else about Chapter 3, which I guess I would call the slow-go years in retirement, right?
That's right. Net creating a meaningful legacy that you can leave behind for those who matter most to you is another big part of Chapter 3. If you wrote a will when you were younger and your kids were still kids, your middle retirement years may be an ideal time to refresh it, with all the necessary changes. Because remember, it's very likely that births, deaths, marriages, divorces, and other developments will have changed your priorities and wishes, as well as the needs of some of your loved ones. Now, we believe you shouldn't wait until your health begins to slip before working on something as essential as your legacy plan.
Obviously. And as I recall, Cole, you provide a tool that helps your clients and people you work with simplify that legacy planning process. Is that correct?
We absolutely do, Tony. Our clients have access to the Generational Vault, which is an ultra-secure online safe deposit box, essentially. And with the Generational Vault, you can safely store your will, your healthcare directives, your power of attorney for finance, insurance documents, pretty much all of your essential financial documents in one easily accessible location. And because it uses some of the most aggressive security protocols available, you can be confident that your information is secure. Now, the Generational Vault also allows you to upload family photos and other important family documents like birth records and also family trees. And you can also record yourself reading your will or sharing any remembrances for loved ones and friends that you're leaving behind. And of course, that video can be safely stored right in your Generational Vault.
Right. And doesn't the Generational Vault also make it easier for you to engage with your clients, Sue?
It certainly does. And with the Generational Vault, we can review documents and strategies after a client asks us to. Now, for our clients who divide their time between two communities, we can have virtual meetings while reviewing documents right in the Generational Vault.
Wow. Well, and I know you can upload anything there. I mean, I've uploaded photos for my family, and really there's an unlimited amount you can do there as far as uploading documents, photos, anything you want. So that's a really handy tool, and I think that's great. So obviously, if our listeners out there need to know more about this Generational Vault or want to know more, they can contact your office, correct?
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call at 715-355-4445 or visit retirewithbushka.com.
All right. And so now we're ready for Chapter 4, which are kind of the no-go years. We're slowing down considerably in the final stage of retirement, right?
That's right, Tony. And your fourth retirement chapter takes place during the later years. Now, during this chapter, it's possible that health care will be your biggest expense. The Kiplinger article cites a Fidelity study that determined that the average 65-year-old couple should expect to spend about $300,000 on health care during their retirement. And often many of those expenses will occur in their later years.
Yikes. That's a lot. And so I think this is probably a good time to talk about long-term care insurance. I know long-term care is a big chunk of that healthcare costs or could be for a lot of people.
Absolutely. And if you haven't already done some research into long-term care insurance, you may want to consider doing so. Remember, many people buy long-term care insurance in their mid-50s to mid-60s, and the longer you wait, the more expensive it may be. Long-term care insurance may help you and your money stand up against the financial whirlwind that can come with nursing homes, assisted living facilities, and at-home health care services. And again, don't plan on Medicare covering these services for you. In some cases, Medicare may provide modest assistance with some of these services, but in other cases, Medicare may not help at all.
Wow. Okay. Consider reaching out then to a financial professional today to discuss long-term care, how to cover it. I know there are a lot of different ways now and options that people can use to cover it, not just regular long-term care insurance, but a number of different options to cover long-term care costs. So obviously we need help dealing with this. And I know you have strategies that you use to help your clients with long-term care. Now, what else should we know about the fourth retirement chapter, Sue?
Well, with Chapter 4, as with the first three chapters, attention to detail is vital. Now, we feel that you should be diligent when it comes to tracking and evaluating your current financial strategy. We believe one thing you should never do with a financial strategy is toss it in the junk drawer and forget about it. Now, regularly dig into your financial strategy with your financial services professional and adjust as needed to keep yourself on solid financial ground.
Well, yeah, and I know that this is something you help your clients with. That's really, really important. Cole, before we take another break here, why don't you let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you to set up that consultation and get some answers?
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And they can schedule that complimentary no-obligation consultation in our Wausau office, our Eau Claire office, or virtually if that works better for them.
Do you feel prepared for retirement? Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka work to help people navigate the uncertainties of retirement strategies. If you would like help understanding complex topics like Social Security, tax deferral, or growing your nest egg, visit their website at retirewithbushka.com or give their office a call at 715-355-4445.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our hosts, Sue Bushka and Cole Bruner. And during the show today, you've been talking about the four retirement chapters, pre-retirement, the early years, middle retirement, and the later years. And I think it's been a very informative show so far. What do you have for us next?
Well, Tony, earlier in the show, we explained that while a part-time job after you've retired may be good for your nest egg, it's likely even more valuable for both your physical and emotional health. With that said, we're going to end today's show by focusing a little bit more on your second retirement chapter, the early years, because more companies than ever before are looking to hire a highly experienced worker. Workers. There was actually an ARP article entitled Six Ways to Find Companies That Are Hiring Retirees, and it has a really interesting perspective. If you're already retired and looking to work one or two days a week doing something that you like, you may want to explore working with a job search or staffing firm. Now, as you engage with recruiters, don't hesitate to ask them how open their company is to working with candidates who are a bit older. And their explanation and tone will actually tell you a lot. Now, the article adds that some firms like Manpower Group US are prioritizing older workers to fill essential roles. Now, don't rush and explore your options and don't feel obligated to accept an offer unless you're certain it's going to provide a schedule that allows you to continue enjoying your retirement.
Sure. And you know what? I think it's helpful that whenever you bring up a retired person getting a part-time job that you emphasize it should be doing something they really enjoy. And I think that's
exactly
key.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. And we believe it's really simple. Retirement is something that you've earned. So it's important to only make decisions that reflect your current best interests. Now, moving on, another wise place to seek a part-time job is within your existing professional network. Now, colleagues in your network may still be well-positioned to provide solid job leads that they know are going to suit your skill set, your interests, and also your current personal status. Updating your social media profiles to indicate you're open to part-time roles may be a good way to signal to your network to be on the lookout for roles that suit you. The AARP article quotes a professional career strategist who explained that half the hires that she's recently seen haven't come through what she called first-degree connections, but were instead through second and even third-degree connections.
Yeah, I guess the more people you know, the more people you know, right, Sue?
That's right, Tony. And another option may be identifying companies that have retraining programs geared specifically towards workers who have taken career breaks for whatever reason. Now, companies that have established these programs may already be signaling that they're open to working with non-traditional candidates. Well-known companies like Oracle, Raytheon Technologies, General Motors, Johnson & Johnson, and Merck have these types of retraining programs.
Yeah, I'm always happy to see so many companies coming to the realization that, hey, older workers are a tremendously valuable resource because of their experience and their maturity and their reliability, I think is the bottom line right there. Well, you know what? We're almost out of time for today's show. It just flew by. Cole, one more time before we go, it's been a great discussion about the four stages or chapters of retirement. Why don't you let our listeners know how they can get that retirement plan in place or get a second opinion on where they're at?
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call right now at 715-355-4445, or they can visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com.
All right, that sounds great. Sue and Cole, great show today. Listeners, pick up the phone, give Sue and Cole a call, get that plan in place. And that does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole.
Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.